Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
There's a bond growing between Eberflus and Williams. That's a good thing. A strong relationship can take a team a long way. It can even last a lifetime.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
Wow. Set me off.
That kind of says everything right there. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score as we broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And the story that, whether or not you like it, dominated sports media last month was the Seth Wickersham upcoming book about quarterbacks. And Caleb Williams, of course, the excerpt that landed was about his tribulation and what he was going through when it came to his concerns before he ended up getting drafted by the Bears. That all, of course, through his father, Carl Williams. Williams was the one working with Wickersham, the author who was embedded with them at this time. And then Caleb Williams ends up addressing it in his way later at Bears minicamp. Now, Matt Eberflus has appeared on the Doomsday podcast in response and actually spoke about some of the comments, because Marshall, even you said it yourself, the biggest one you had concerns about was regarding how he knew how to watch film.
Going back to last season, everything else kind of made sense. I understood why the trepidation about getting drafted and all that other stuff by the Bears. But then when you hear about the film part of it, which is, I didn't know how to watch film by myself, I was like, well, is that something that's been corrected? Now, he's since come out and talked about it, said some of that was out of context, and yeah, he knows how to watch film. But it's interesting to know that Matt Eberflus has an opinion on it.
Well, and the Doomsday podcast is Ed Werder, who's longtime Dallas beat reporter. He knows that whole, I think, sphere in Dallas very well, that whole environment. And for Eberflus to speak out on a podcast is not common either, as we know, Mark.
That is true. We didn't hear a lot of free Foreman Flus through the years.
Say that three times
free
fast.
Free Foreman Flus.
Free flowing Flus.
Free flowing Foreman friggin' Flus.
Free flowing Flus.
You're doing a lot right
free
now.
Free flowing Flus.
So do we want to hear from Flus? Do we want to hear from Matt Eberflus here right now?
And I mean, that's the next step in this.
This is his his rebuttal.
No.
To the excerpt coming out that Caleb did not learn how to watch the tape properly.
Let's listen to the Doomsday podcast.
One of the experiences you had last year in Chicago was you had Hard Knocks on your campus and in your building. And it seemed to me, as a viewer, that you spent an inordinate amount of time, given that you're a defensive coach, or that's your background, with the number one pick in the draft quarterback, Caleb Williams. And yet recently, Caleb Williams was quoted criticizing the fact that nobody watched film with him last year. You're the head coach. How do you respond to that?
Well, first and foremost, Hard Knocks, they do a great job. They really do. They stay
good
out of the way.
Because they're going to be here this year.
They are. And I've been telling the whole staff up there that they do a wonderful job. They stay out of the way, very professional. But back to your other question about, you know, the film watching and all that, I would say this, that, you know, in the development of the quarterback position and really all positions, at my time at the Bears, we've always had daily coached film sessions. That was out through the entire year. So that's what I've observed, and that's where it was.
Okay, listen, this is all being misframed. Okay, can we go back to the beginning of that? I want to make sure people
understand. The sigh to the breathing?
Well, listen. The way he even asked Matt Eberflus the question, that's what I had to take issue with. Can we go back to the beginning of that?
One of the experiences you had last year in Chicago was you had Hard Knocks on your campus and in your building. And it seemed to me, as a viewer, that you spent an inordinate amount of time, given that you're a defensive coach, or that's your background, with the number one pick in the draft quarterback, Caleb Williams. And yet recently, Kalen Williams was quoted criticizing the fact that nobody watched film with him.
Stop it right there. That's not what he said.
No, it was Carl. It was his dad.
But I'm saying that's not even what Carl said. That's not what was in the Seth Wickersham article.
Also,
he just said no one watches film with him. That's what he said. That's what he was saying that Matty Berflus was being accused of. No one watches film with him. Here's the actual line from the Seth Wickersham article. At times, Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. No one tells me what to watch. That's the quote. I just turn it on. He's not saying no one watches film. He's saying when he's trying to watch film by himself to do the extra work, no one had instructed him what he should be watching for. That is what he is saying. So I think those are two different things. I think the way they framed that to Matt Eberflus, and you guys can tell me if you heard it differently, but the way they framed it is like, it's an accusation that no one watched film with him. That's not what was being said.
I think you got to read the actual quote. And that's been my issue with a lot of this to begin with, is people don't understand the significance of the story. They don't understand the fact that this was an embedded author that they allowed in. This is not some gotcha piece that like came out to like fool people. This is all stuff that was consented to and encouraged in process. And then Carl being Caleb's dad and also his agent, the agent part adds to this tremendously. And you're right. Is it him speaking for his son? Is it him trying to explain what happened last season? Like, we haven't gotten that context either outside of the author who had the conversation with him. We hadn't heard from Carl. There's a lot to discuss here. Yeah, you have to phrase that in a way that is actually accurate in order to elicit an accurate response.
Yeah, well, Caleb did debunk the idea that nobody was watching tape with him. I mean, he did say that maybe he didn't. I'm paraphrasing on Caleb's behalf here, but let's listen to Caleb. Here's what Caleb said.
That was a funny one that came out. It wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was more or less the sense of learning shortcuts in the sense of, or not learning shortcuts, but learning ways to watch film and be more efficient, learning ways to, you know, pick up things better. And so that was a funny one that came out, in context and how I was trying to, you know, portray it, didn't get portrayed that way. So it wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was trying to figure out the best ways and more efficient ways so I can watch more film. I can gather more information so that when I do go out there on game day, that it's, you know, I'm that information that I gathered through Monday, when we got back, all the way up to, you know, whatever day the game day is. So when I get out there, I can gather it, you know, I see it, I can react. And it's not me sitting there thinking so much about, you know, the rules and these different things. It's more of a reaction game at that point in muscle memory.
You know what he wanted? You know what he wanted, Caleb Williams, what he needed was more than Matt Eberflus staging meetings for HBO Hard Knocks, as the clip that we heard coming into this segment. And Matt Eberflus, of course he loved Hard Knocks. He loved the treatment that he got because they shoved it in our face trying to show Matt Eberflus sitting in a room with Caleb Williams at some point in time in every single episode, which turned out to be staged and absolutely bogus. I absolutely believe that they watched film together, but they certainly didn't do it in a way that moved Caleb Williams in any way, shape, or form. So I think it's just beautiful that, yeah, of course, the best thing that Matt Eberflus had in his time with the Chicago Bears was HBO Hard Knocks. Nobody treated that man better.
The rehab.
Nowhere did he look like a better coach.
There's a bond growing between Eberflus and Williams.
That's what I'm saying. This whole thing is just beautiful.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The only other, first of all, Arielle Moore is number one Hard Knocks MVP, DJ's daughter.
Oh, adorbs.
Number two is the Museum of Ice Cream.
Which is
number one in everybody's Instagram.
I mean, and if you want to throw like an Ian Wheeler story it's pretty sick with the mom. So, by the way, Ian Wheeler spotted him the other day when I was at an OTA. Ian Wheeler scooting around, looking healthy, looking ready to compete in that running back's room.
The problem I have with all of this is you have nothing to point to from last season that says any of these things were not warning signs. Indeed, they were all warning signs. And you had everything proven every game.
And I was warning people in real time during Hard Knocks last year, like, that what you're seeing is bogus.
I would love to point to any one of these issues and then say scoreboard. But the problem is the scoreboard also points to these issues.
Right. It does.
You know what didn't point
to
the issues?
Really can't, you can't prove it with any football. And like, you can in certain drives. And yeah, like, we know that, like, I'm not saying Caleb Williams isn't talented, like, that he's talented. I'm not saying that his talent it was absolutely underutilized. Like, these are truths. Yeah. But when it comes to the actual proof of any of this succeeding in spite of all these things, no, they definitely failed largely because of a lot of these things. Like, this is just proof.
You are listening to Rahimi and Harris, along with the esteemed Mark Grody, as we discuss the comments that Matt Eberflus, the former head coach of the Bears, now defensive coordinator with the Dallas Cowboys, made in response to questions about whether or not Caleb Williams was watching film by himself. He was not. He was watching with someone every day. But that wasn't really the question, Matt.
He's this abused child.
The
He's
Doomsday Podcast kind of messed up the way that they framed that question. But it's okay, because you know why? It's all in the past. It is in the rear view mirror. Although objects in the mirror are closer than they appear, because they play the Cowboys this year coming up, and that should be fun.
Isn't there an album somewhere?
I would do anything
that?
For love, but I won't do that. Maybe. I think it's a Meatloaf album.
No, I think there's a song like Rearview Mirror, or no, that's a Pearl Jam song, but there's an album. I want to say that where objects appear closer, like a bad Def Leppard album or something.
Photograph.
No, actually, that's a good Def Leppard song.
I'm serious.
I know what
a
Monet is. Good from
album.
Far, but far from good, because you get closer and it gets.
Oh, it's actually pronounced Monet.
Here's the issue: say it's all in the past, but the problem is the past has repeated itself for this franchise many times.
No, we're past that now.
No, I'm sure. Yes, I'm sure that they would like to say that. That's
we got
a lovely
yelling
Bears coach.
I'm saying not because of the listen.
And I'm saying you're repeating it.
Ryan Poles is still here. I get that. So yeah. There is a chance that there's repetition further. But I will say this. With Ben Johnson in charge, I at least feel like there's competency on offense. Or at least there should be. There's never been a point in which there's been a higher chance of competency going in than right now with Ben Johnson, who is running a very good playbook, designing very good plays, and he has done it with a strong track record in the previous three seasons as the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions.
I think you're right. I think he does bring the best credibility in of like past Bears coaches, but there was two previous coaches who also stacked some optimism for the offense, and that was Mark Trestman.
Matt Nagy.
Exactly. Yeah. Both of those guys. So there are, as Layla said, there are lessons to be learned from the past, but you're right to say that this does, like, this is a straight A student coming in. This is straight A's, 36 on your ACT, which actually may be correct considering how smart Ben Johnson appears to be. But he's that guy. He's the top recruit. He's the number one overall pick as far as head coaches go. So he does come in and he yells. So, you know, you've
is
got
it the
that.
Yelling part that really gets you
no,
going?
I'm
is that
actually,
what gets you lathered up, Mark?
No, I'm actually kind of making fun of it at this point.
The win-loss record gets me going.
That is hot. That's
what I keep going back to is for everybody who wants to be like, oh yeah, we showed you. You have not. We're not there yet. Did you do the right things to put yourself in that position? Yes. But you get to point to the scoreboard when the games happen. They have not happened yet. So I'm still in the, how can we prevent this from happening again?
Yeah, they're not 10-7 yet.
Because you've been hurt before.
If there's any whisper of a quarterback, wheat thin, if there's any one of those things.
Cool whip, yes.
If there's any whisper of a quarterback having questions about how he needs to prepare, guess what my number one priority therefore becomes?
Oh my God.
Helping him prepare.
Don't let Wickersham near the Bears this year, by the way. Keep that man out of the aura of the Chicago Bears.
No. Here's why I'm okay with Wickersham being all over the Bears
this
year.
Stay away. We don't want that story again.
Because I want the truth. And it seems like
that story that you created.
Well,
with the author, you allowed to be there.
He's allowed to get in there and tell the truth. Just tell me the truth. Like, some people don't want the truth. They don't want to know how the sausage is made. Show me the intestines. Show me how the sausage is made.
That's why we talked about it.
Show me the menudo.
Yes.
Menudo.
Yeah.
Ray knows.
You want a fresh harvest? Show me the manure that you spread over the crops to get them to, you know, come to fruition.
I think that's mostly microplastics now.
Past the Dochi. Is it past the Dochi on the left hand side? Is that the Menudo? Right?
Ray's just, they're cackling.
Am I right?
Well,
Dochi's in her open.
Yeah, Dochi's an artist.
Wait a minute. Isn't that?
But it was Dochi. That's the Dochi to the left hand side.
And the Dochi is what?
He said Dochi, didn't he?
He did. He said Dochi.
And a Dochi is what? Is that a cigar?
Brody, you and I went to Jingle Bash, and now you're off your game.
Is it
we
got to
get you back.
What, you guys
I always assumed. I never looked it up.
Oh, so you don't know.
How long ago were you at Jingle Bash, though? Let's be real.
That was pre-pandemic.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was.
That's
it
a different lifetime
pre-panorama.
Ago.
Katy Perry,
pre-panini.
Man. I had such a good time.
Katy Perry was a very different person back then, by the way.
Boy, yeah. Howdy.
So there you go.
Boy, howdy. So nobody knows.
I'm sorry, that's not something.
Wait, you don't know
you
what a
Dutchie
understand.
Is? No, I don't know what a Dutchie is. Is that a cigar? The Dutch
Smoke
Master.
Weed every day.
Okay, so it's weed. Ray didn't
oh,
know.
He was ready with that one.
I had always assumed it was a reference to weed.
I did too.
It is by
but I didn't
a group
know.
Called the Musical Youth. Came out in 1982.
Wait, I thought that was Menudo. No?
No.
Menudo is like Ricky Martin and
I know who Menudo, like they changed the band every
year,
right?
It's like a boy band.
It's
yeah.
like the original, like one of the original boy bands. I could have sworn that
Menudo
was a Menudo
is
song.
Also,
I am
it's also
sorry.
A dish that features the intestine.
Delish. Is everybody right now looking
so
things
when
up?
Marshall said yeah so when Marshall's when Marshall said show me the intestine and I was like show me the Menudo.
Yes.
It was a.
That's how we got to where
you.
We are right now.
Yeah, that's how we went well off the train tracks. But
if you missed last week's episode, here's where we got. Here's
also,
why we
I'm
got.
Dying laughing at all the texts on the text line. First of all, everybody who had references to the movie, would you like to play a game? You all are correct.
Would you
secondly,
like to play a game?
Secondly, all caps 847. All we saw was staged meetings and a bee blanking farm. So that was funny. And then. Hootie and the Blowfish had an album called Cracked Rear View.
Oh, that's
so that
not,
might have been it. Was Hootie.
That's not what I was thinking, but I'll
but Meatloaf
out.
Did. Meatloaf did indeed have a song, according to
847,
called
Objects
in the Rearview Mirror may be appear closer than they are.
Oh, that's what
so
it is.
Everyone
that's
is correct, is what I just heard.
Yes. And Dutchies are weed. It's not just
you pass
here.
It to the left hand side.
You pass it to the right, left hand side.
Don't mess up the rotation,
to the left,
Brody.
To the left.
Don't
right?
hold
Beyonce,
on too long
puff, there's puff, something pass. About the left. Yeah, puff puff pass.
Yeah,
right?
don't puff 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 puff.
Yeah.
Puff puff pass.
Puff puff pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a smoker, by the way.
Oh,
of,
right.
of anything.
What, I think you just gave yourself up.
No,
man.
I'm just telling you. I'm not a smoker.
I think you're about to go smoke some Dutchie during the break. I bet you
I
are.
I don't think it's called some Dutchie.
Just it's leaking out of Port's office right now.
It's a Dutchie.
Are you doing the Dutchie?
Yeah.
Please don't.
Teach
you,
me how to
Dutchie.
When you ask somebody.
My wife, Dutchie.
When you ask somebody outside if they listen to AM radio, oh please don't refer to this conversation.
don't refer to our show at all,
I don't know if it's going to go well.
This is a little
street.
More FM, actually, is what I'd say. This is hot FM talk that's
like,
going on
hi,
right now.
Would you like to listen to my show on AM radio?
We should ask Trista
Let me
Kirk
ask
if,
questions
if she
about all
knows
of
what
this.
A Dutchie is.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.